And when the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, Our God hath delivered into our hands our enemy, and the destroyer of our country which slew many of us. But in all Israel there was none to be so much praised as Absalom for his beauty. From the sole of his foot even to the crown of his head, there was no blemish in him. I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel for ever and ever. And all the people said, Amen, and praised the Lord. Moreover, 4,000 were porters, and 4,000 praised the Lord with the instruments which I made, said David, to praise therewith. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endureth for ever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endureth for ever. And the priests waited on their offices, the Levites also with instruments of music of the Lord which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because his mercy endureth for ever, when David praised by their ministry. And the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. And the children of Israel that were present at Jerusalem kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness. And the Levites and the priests praised the Lord day by day, singing with loud instruments unto the Lord. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth for ever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Also I shook my lap and said, So God shake out every man from his house and from his labor that performeth not this promise, even thus be he shaken out and emptied. And all the congregation said, Amen, and praised the Lord. And the people did according to this promise. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. Song and Psalm for the Sons of Korah. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. For the Lord is great, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Wherefore I praise the dead which are already dead more than the living which are yet alive. My dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one of her mother. She is the choice one of her that bare her. The daughters saw her and blessed her, yea, the queens and the concubines, and they praised her. Our holy and our beautiful house, where our fathers praised thee, is burned up with fire, and all our pleasant things are laid waste. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. But hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them. And thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know. And the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God.